Good morning, everybody. AGP, do we have mics on? AGP, do we have mics on? Sounds like it? Okay, good. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this morning's special meeting. It's Friday, October 25th, and today's special meeting for City Council. For the record, let know that we do have a quorum. All members are present, and we'll call this meeting to order. Please join us with a moment of silence. Thank you. At this time, we'll conduct the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join us. Council meetings is welcome, and your courtesy will be appreciated. At this time, I'll open it up for public comment. Please state your name, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Good morning, Mayor. I think my name is Linda Merrill, and for sure, this is the first time anybody's asked our opinion of hiring any of the employees, so thank you for this opportunity. I've lived in Morro Bay for 30 years, and I'm really impressed with being able to voice my opinion on so many issues. While watching a beautiful osprey sitting in a tree by our marina this morning, my husband and Frank and I were talking about what we would like to see in our attorney to do for our city. We were thinking that if we hired we're wondering if we hired a full-time attorney, could we cut down on all of these expensive outside consultants? Also, I'd like our attorney to stay clear of local politics. The result would be no perception that he or she favored one group over another, or philosophy over another. Also, we don't need someone who is charming. We need a person who is able and willing to make tough, unpopular decisions and when necessary. And I think if you're trying to be popular, it's more difficult to do that. So if we could have a professional who could rise above this sort of thing, I think it would be a good idea. And I'd like you all to feel that, and anybody in our government or our employees, that the attorney doesn't need to attend social functions or events or be part of that. I just don't think that should be a requirement. So thank you all for your time this morning. Bye.
Thank you. Public comment is open for anyone else who would like to speak at this time. Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to council. Any comments from council at this time? Seeing none?
I have one. Once again, I must object to this illegal, unethical, and unprofessional process that you insist upon continuing. And if the city clerk needs that, I will give it to her to put in the minutes.
Thank you. Okay, with that, we'll continue on with the agenda. And the first agenda item is discussion and authorization for an RFP for a current interim city attorney. Interim contract attorney. And at this time, I'll read through the report. The recommendation is City Council discuss and direct the city manager to prepare an RFP for contract interim city attorney for the city of Morro Bay. The background: on October 21st, at a special closed session meeting involving the city attorney's contract, the city council directed contract legal counsel to negotiate a separation agreement between the city attorney and the city of Morro Bay and conduct an open session meeting on October 25th to direct staff to prepare an RFP for interim city attorney services. Conclusion: to discuss and direct staff to prepare an RFP for interim city attorney services and specify date to come back for council approval. That concludes the staff report, and at this time, unless there's questions, we can open it up for public comment. Seeing none, at this time, I'll open it up for public comment for those who'd like to speak to this agenda item. Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to council. Okay. To get going on this, does anybody have any questions? I've seen a question this way. Christine?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. I just wanted to follow up on something that Nancy said this morning. So in your statement that you read, you talked about this being an illegal process. So if you wouldn't mind just elaborating on what part of it is that you found or discovered to be illegal, because I certainly wouldn't want to be proceeding in something that you are deeming illegal, and I'm sure that you don't either. So if you could elaborate, I think that would help. Thanks.
The process has been conducted in an illegal manner, and I think I will leave the decision on that up to the district attorney, who's been contacted many times about the legality of this.
But my focus continues to be, if you have some communication from the district attorney about the legality of it, I'm just curious to know, because I'm focusing on the word illegal.
I would rather wait until that's made public by the district attorney's office.
So then it would be best probably just to, we all would just leave it lie.
I still have the right under the First Amendment to express my opinion, and in my opinion, it is illegal.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you for clarifying.
Thanks for clarifying that. Okay, moving on to conducting the business at hand, and that's a discussion for authorization of an RFP contract for interim city attorney. So at this point, the discussion for us would be, perhaps the content, a timeline would be important as far as what kind of timeline we would like to see the RFP come back, maybe some processes on some of that timeline. I think at some point we might have discussion with our city manager on past RFPs, content of RFPs as well. If there's any other questions or if there's preparation, I know I brought a document. Though it's not a part of the agenda, I did make copies for everyone to discuss, and it was basically just a sample RFP that I pulled last night that we can discuss as an example for a contract interim attorney service for the city of Hollister, and that was for August of 2013. And with that, I'll turn to my right. If there's any talking points you want to start off with, or I can keep going on that. Anything?
Yes, thank you for that opportunity, and it was definitely interesting before the meeting to do a quick check here with Hollister, and I've been doing a lot of thinking about the timing and importance of us being able to work through this effectively and ensure that we provide legal coverage for the city to our best ability. So at this point, we have the opportunity to follow an RFP process. I'm glad we're having this meeting today. Some of the things that I see as important for us to try to achieve is to ensure that we're following the proper abilities for the public to work with us on these items. So as we look at dates, we are coming into a very challenging period with the holiday seasons and people and staff having holidays, and I recognize here that although we're in October, this could extend pretty quickly into the later parts of November and even early December. And as I've been looking at some of the different steps that I would anticipate we'd be involved with, I think realistically, because we have the luxury of not being in an emergency situation, we're working with Mr. Schultz on a separation agreement, we can, I think, make sure to follow as much as possible a more drawn-out process. And as I was looking at things, it seems like the council meeting in December on the 10th, our last council meeting that's scheduled before the holiday of Christmas and Hanukkah, we should maybe start there and work backwards because there are a number of stops, and that might be a good place to start with, is discussing what necessarily this RFP process needs to have included and involved as far as when do we want the application coming back or responses to the RFP, when do we actually get to see the draft RFP. At some point, I would anticipate, and I noticed that Hollister does the same thing, there will be room for us to evaluate the responses and then decide who we'd like to interview as a council. And, you know, each of those steps is going to require noticing and the opportunity for the public to stay included in that process as well. So I think realistically, a goal of December 10th, an important goal of December 10th, is going to give us the time to proceed and do it in a professional way.
Okay, great. Thanks. Nancy?
I have 2 points. First, I'd like to ask Mr. Smuggler when he received this report from Hollister and had time to read it. I found it on my desk right up here at 9:02. Did you receive this? You said before the meeting. When did you get this?
Just as you said, before the meeting, sat down. I was here about 10 minutes early. What I did was I looked through it because I've been doing a lot of thinking about the process and laying this timeline out and trying to anticipate the steps. And what I was able to do by looking at this is confirm that there are steps here that Hollister followed that I was anticipating just by knowing the nature of RFPs and what we need to accomplish to ensure.
All I want is a yes or no answer. Did you see this report from Hollister or know about this report from Hollister before you sat down at the dais this morning? I don't need a whole tirade again. All I need is yes or no, thank you.
Yes, I saw this.
Before this morning?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. The rest of us didn't. Thank you. I'm sorry. That was all I wanted, was a yes or no answer. Now, Mr. Mayor, you have asked that we look at dates, and you've given us even a lovely little blank calendar here.
Yes, I
According
have.
To the minutes of the last meeting, which I know are not approved yet, and my personal calendar, you suggested the 29th of October to approve the RFP, and another meeting on the 12th of November to select the council. Now you're saying that you didn't do that? Yes or no?
I think right now we're discussing this agenda item.
We are discussing this agenda item. You just said was dates.
Yes, we need to discuss dates.
Yes, and you're saying to discuss dates, but at the last meeting, you already asked us to put down some dates. So are you going back on what you said at the last meeting? Or did you forget?
I think what we discussed was in closed session on dates.
No, it was at our last meeting, at the public session.
No, we discussed
of course
dates
you two would
in
agree
closed,
with whatever he
We
said.
Discussed dates in closed session.
No.
Yeah.
All right. We'll
so,
continue.
Okay. All right. We'll look to my left. George, do you have any comments?
The only comment I got is I don't quite understand why we're putting out a RFP on a job that hasn't even been vacated yet. I mean, isn't the city attorney still working here?
That was also discussed in closed session. Christine? And I'll comment in a minute.
I was wondering, it was a little bit hurried down there at the other end of the dais. I was wondering if maybe Mr. Smuggler wanted to have an opportunity to reply to Ms. Johnson, and then I will. I think we need to have some closure on that before we move forward. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I had a chance to review this before the meeting. I talked with Mr. Irons about this, and I sat down today and had the copy to review before the meeting. Now, I'm using this as an example of what an outline for an RFP could be. And that's an important thing for us all to do, because this is a very serious process. And as far as the idea of us selecting dates, we talked about that in terms of the separation agreement discussion in closed session. But we need to talk about dates specific to an RFP, because it's very important that we establish a transition plan for this position and ensure legal coverage for the city to the best of our abilities.
Thank you, Mr. Smuckler. Interesting.
Okay. Did you have comments then, or did you want to get started on this?
I'm ready to get started on the schedule. Thank you.
So, moving back on this, so another brief on this. There are actually several cities that had different options and proposals and discussions on contract interim city attorneys. You can look on there, and there's plenty of Walnut Creek, Irvine. You look, and there's plenty out there. You know, I brought this in as an example if we were so inclined to get in discussion, and just for preparation. I also did bring in a calendar, so when we need to discuss things like, wow, how are we going to get through this? Because there's a lot of things that we need to discuss to get through this for convenience. So anyway, that was an attempt for some convenience for everybody on the dais to make this meeting efficient and get through it. But at this time, I'll ask our city manager some questions in regard to process and timelines for an RFP. So if we were looking at a timeline for this, can you, you know, I've got some notes on what it might take to get through an RFP process. We would, you know, today, if we approved going out for RFP, we'd have to prepare it. There'd be a time where we'd have to come back and approve it. After approving it, we would go out for release. It would, you know, have to come back to us what that timeline would be. We'd have to review the applications. So can you talk to some of those things like that?
Well, it really am I on? It really depends on.
Not yet. AGP, we need Mike, or maybe the one next to you. Yeah, there you go.
The city has done RFPs in different lengths. You'll recall that we did a pretty quick RFP for 307 Morbay Boulevard, so it really depends on what we're looking at.
If we were doing something more long-term, I guess my comments on that, considering we're trying to expedite this and get an interim in, my thoughts are compressing the timeline. Certainly, if there was another situation where we, in fact, lost our city attorney under some other circumstance, we would definitely be going under a more compressed timeline and pursuing this much more aggressively. So based on that, I'm still would like to discuss the timeline. And, you know, I have some other notes up here that we can discuss on maybe some of the, not necessarily the content, but we want to go out for an RFP. That was discussed in closed session, which was brought us to this meeting, so we need to talk ourselves through that and then talk about some of the, in my view, some of the timelines that we need to get to on this. And, you know, I'm glad to speak to that right now. I would agree that December 10th is, a goal to have to get to have this concluded, and perhaps even having something more compressed, like a 10-day time to have the RFP out. And at that point, we would put that out for proposal and then bring it back and go through the process. And I know I'm getting some looks, Ms. Luker. If you have any comments, would you have any comments for that?
You asked my opinion on timeline, yep. Mayor, based on my 27 years of experience, and I provided that to you. Whatever direction you give me, we'll try to meet. 10 days to have an RFP out for attorney services, I don't think is adequate, but I've provided that to you, and I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Okay.
And
great.
You certainly weren't given any looks. I was just surprised.
Okay, great. Thanks. Just always trying to draw if we need to communicate back and forth. So... with that, is there any other comments on the date? As far as any comments on the need for to expedite this, I've kind of expressed some needs that I feel are important. Any other questions or comments? Nancy? No. George? No. Christine?
Thanks. I do agree that there's, given at least what's even been reported publicly in the media, certainly that there's a process that we're moving through. So I agree to expedite it to the point where we would get quality replies and give people enough time to, for, you know, propose and send something in. So whatever would be the minimum for that, certainly 4 weeks that it's out there. So actually, Jamie, when you say 10 days, do you mean 10 days from today to have a draft RFP?
My thought would be to have the proposal out there for a 10-day period to okay. request for proposals. As interestingly, that even during the process to obtain outside legal counsel for the personnel matter, just from the news itself in the Tribune, there were the one applicant that responded just by that within a day of that news article. So I think people are paying attention, firms are paying attention to that. And once again, this is for an interim period. It is important to get quality legal service, of course, but we are looking for an interim on this at this point.
Okay, what I think would help me is one other timeline question is the term of this. So when we set an RFP out, I would assume we'd have to discuss a little bit about how long we would be intending to have the interim be the interim. So if we have some discussion about how long that would be, if it's a 6 month time or a 12-month time, which to me seems reasonable, either one of those, six maybe a little on the short, 12 gives us a little more time, mm-hmm. Then it would help me kind of decide what I, you know, how I think then if someone sees that we're really in need of someone very quickly and that we're in need of someone on an interim basis, 6 to 12 months, then it would help me decide how long I think we need to have that request out there. Does that make sense?
Yes. Any other, is that all, that's your only point
that's
on that?
That's all for right now, yeah.
Okay.
I decided I have a comment.
Good.
It's not too late.
Yep.
First, this little discussion reminds me of a quote, only part of which I will quote right now, and that's that fools rush in. I don't think we need to rush into this. The other two things are regarding the attorney that you have hired, and I say you because it was your report and you did it, based on an article in the Tribune. The Tribune, I think all of us know, is very one-sided in this issue and certainly is not expressing both sides of the story. And the other thing, in my opinion, of course, is look what we got when you picked this attorney in such a big hurry. He sat here and argued in a meeting that he didn't have to have, and I know this was an open session meeting, that he did not have to have a city business license. And if you check with Ms. Slayton, you'll find that the next day he sent somebody from his office in to procure one. So I'm a little bit worried about what we already have in terms of legal counsel and what you're going to get next time.
Thanks for the comments. So, continuing on to discuss terms, let's talk about terms then for interim. You threw out there 6 to 12 months. I would probably, those are good discussions. You know, I would think at some point we're going to be having the discussion on after 6 months what kind of coverage we really need. My feeling is more towards the 6 month period, and you bring up a good point on that. But any other, George? Do you have any comments on that? No. Nancy, Noah.
Yeah, I think obviously this would be an at will position.
Mm-hmm.
Continue with the at will concept, and the shorter time frame I think is important because it. We will need that legal coverage, but we also need the chance to check in and affirm whether we appreciate the quality and that the relationship is working well. So that interim 6 months seems like good coverage, and then it can be extended or adjusted as necessary there or in the at-will component of the contract.
Mayor Irons?
Yes.
It's important to note that this is not an at-will employee in that it's a contract. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to make sure that's clear. Certainly you can, you'll have, I would assume that you'd have a language in the contract for termination, but it is not an employee.
Great.
And I will let you know that I am very uncomfortable sitting here as your city manager giving you quasi-legal advice. So please, for the record.
All right. Thank you.
When I say at-will, it's the contract could be severed at any time. Yeah.
The difference, it's a big difference between an at-will employee and a contract. So I understand your words. Thank you.
Just one last comment. Let's hope this contract looks better than the last one.
Okay. So is there a consensus on a six-month time period then? I'm looking. Nancy, do you have
any
comments? No. There's not consensus on that? So we have one there. George, how about you? No? I would agree with 6 months. To my left?
Yes, six was my short end of my range, but I agree that we're not hiring a full-time replacement in any situation. We're just getting coverage for the interim, so I think that's likely. Okay. Thank you. And I'd like to clarify as well that it's not to be implied that Mr. Seamus would be this person. I just want to clarify that.
Sure.
Okay. So this would be most likely another individual or a firm.
Right.
Correct. Okay. And I think that the city manager brought up a good point, and I just wanted to know, because that I think if anyone would like to comment, perhaps Ms. Luker, on the fact that we don't have an attorney here today. It's true that Mr. Schultz is not in attendance at the meeting, and that's a little disconcerting not to have our legal attorney here, but perhaps there's a reason for his absence that the public and maybe the full council could know.
Well, I guess I'm not comfortable speaking for Mr. Schultz, but I do know that when these meetings are scheduled, staff wasn't consulted with the meeting schedule. So I can tell you that we have staff here today that are on their days off. I can't speak for Mr. Schultz's schedule, but I am assuming that he had something previously planned that he was not able to amend.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm sure that that would be a question I would have if I was watching at home or in the audience. Thank you.
Okay, great. Then with that, I think conceptually what we would get for an RFP, I think I will ask our city manager as well. So as far as the scope of basic contract of an RFP for something like this, like I say, I brought this one in from Hollister as an example. Would you have any comments on what an RFP would look like other than the guidelines that we're discussing today? Would you yourself be looking for templates out there from other cities for an RFP like this? Can you comment on that?
If we're directed to provide you a draft RFP, we will do just that. We will look at RFPs that the city's done before, as well as other RFPs. It's difficult to speak to a document that I haven't been able to review. Mm-hmm. So as we have done for many times, we will bring back a draft RFP for you to review. And it's helpful if you provide specifics to us about terms so we don't have to guess on those. So the 6 month is helpful. Anything else that you can provide ahead of time will just make it easier when we bring that document to you to approve an open session that we don't have a lot of changing to do.
Right. Good.
Is that
yep, that's good.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'd like to discuss in more detail the timeline. And, I appreciate the recommendations from our city manager on the recommended timeline. I still feel that there's the concern to compress that, and I think December 10th is a timeline that I would like to get agreement on to shoot for. There's probably some other dates to discuss in here on when we would bring that back. For instance, if we were to agree to RFP today, how soon would we be able to bring it back and review and approve that? So is there a general agreement that we could use December 10th or any other date from council as a goal to have this concluded?
Excuse me, I am a little bit confused. What part of this process do you want concluded by December 10th? Do you want someone hired? Excuse me, do you want the RFP out? Do you want the RFP finished? You have not said what you want by December 10th, and I don't know.
Okay. Then the concluded portion would be having the city contract interim city attorney obtained by December 10th.
Obtained or approved?
Approved
at the meeting.
And contract and the whole deal.
And will this be approved in an open session?
Absolutely.
So you expect to have a contract with an interim attorney approved, the contract written, the RFP done, the search done, and be able to approve a contract with this person by December 10th?
Well, that's what we would talk through as soon as we talk.
I don't think it can
that.
Happen. Thank you.
Okay. So any other comments on that? Noah, I'm looking your way. Do you have any remarks on that?
Yes, I do, and I think the 10th is a goal and something that we should work towards, knowing that we have following week from the 10th, the week of the 10th, and then the week of the 16th to fall back on if absolutely necessary. But my concern is that we continue to provide the city with legal coverage, and I'm sure that there are scenarios where there is an unplanned interruption in legal coverage for other communities, and they have done a much more expedited search and attainment of legal coverage. In this case, we have some time. I think at this moment, taking the month of November, the last bit of this month, and then the first half of December, to me, as we talk through the different steps, I think that we can make the 10th and work through it in a way that gives the public and ourselves the chance to evaluate the options. Also, there are not that many local firms that would be qualified for this, is my assumption. And with the idea of a 10-day review period that we talked about for an RFP for responses, my feeling would be we could have a clause in there that we have a 10-day period, and if we aren't satisfied with the quality of responses, that period could be extended.
Excuse me, and I do hope this is public knowledge and not from a closed session, but according to the agreement, is Mr. Schultz's separation agreement public, or is that a private issue still at this point?
The separation agreement is in negotiation.
It is in negotiation, but his separation agreement that he sent to us is through January. So I don't see where we would have a lapse in attorney if he's willing to stay until January.
I think the separation agreement is still confidential at this point as far as any details. Mm-hmm.
That's why I was asking maybe the city manager.
And the separation agreement is going directly to our outside legal counsel. So
I know that, but it was also sent to all of us, and I think it was not noted as a confidential document. Is that true? If I'm speaking out of place, I apologize.
I don't know. And again, I will tell you, counsel, I am extremely uncomfortable in this situation. I don't know the answer to that, I can't answer.
And for the sake of that, as far as any of those, that type of negotiation, as far as the separation agreement, that we should just kind of keep off the table. Right now we're discussing an RFP. And as far as when we get through this RFP discussion, it should be at any other item that we can do with our city manager right now. So,
excuse me, but Mr. Smuckler brought up the subject in saying that we will not have an attorney, and we need an interim attorney. My statement at this point is that until our current attorney is terminated or chooses to leave the city, we have a city attorney.
Okay. I should clarify. My comment was that we want to ensure legal coverage for the city, knowing that there are ongoing negotiations for a separation agreement. We need to take this opportunity to work through the process, the RFP process, to ensure outside legal counsel, interim outside legal counsel, is obtained and ready. We don't know the outcome of these negotiations, so we need to take this opportunity to... Yes, it is. We need to take this opportunity to work through it, and we have some time. December 10th is a goal. There's a chance that could be expedited, or we could have additional time if necessary, but we need to launch this effort now to ensure the coverage that's necessary.
Why don't we just cut to the chase? You've already got your timeline set already. So, I mean, we just sit here rattling around, and we already have a great legal coverage, so why don't you just move on with this? You got your timeline. Let's, you know, we're just rattling around here.
Thanks, George.
I agree with George.
Thanks, George. Christine?
I agree with George as well. I think that if you look at what the agenda is stating today, yep. I think we need to get to just the bare-bone facts. But I would also just like to simply say for the record that I am extremely concerned about disclosures that have been made today on items, that it is the responsibility fully of the five of us to know what is a closed session discussion and what is an open session discussion. So I would just like to state that this very moment, and it's extremely unfortunate that we do not have our city attorney present to clarify some ground rules for us on what is closed discussion and what is open discussion. So it is the responsibility of each individual council member to be aware of what may be disclosed and what may not be disclosed. Thank you.
The only answer I would have to that, and it's a very quick one so that we can move on, is that I think you better look at Mr. Irons' interview with the press after our last closed session, when he broke the Brown Act by disclosing information that should have remained confidential. So please be careful who you're accusing of what.
I never spoke to an individual up here. I spoke to all five of us. And that's each of our own responsibility. And if Mayor Irons has disclosed something from closed session that we did not agree upon, then that will be an individual responsibility.
Thank you. Thanks for that. Okay, so getting back to the RFP, we did discuss that we want to get this RFP out there, and that's what we're doing here today. So we're going to get through this, and we've discussed a term which we thought, okay, 6 months would be good. We've also discussed that we want to compress the time and not necessarily move to a 4 to 6 week RFP period. This is for an interim position. As I stated earlier, if this was another situation where we did not have a city attorney present for whatever the circumstance, we would be working tirelessly to compress this and expedite this as quickly as possible, guaranteed. So I would like to pursue this in a similar effort. And with that, I think some of the discussions on having a fallback option to December 16th, as Noah Smuckler commented, is also a good one as well. But there's things that we need to conceptually, we just need to go out for an RFP. We need to have the timeline determined. We're saying that we've agreed to 6 months. And if we were to follow our calendar, which is I printed up just for the sake of being able to follow this for everyone, then we should determine that December 10th would be a period, our goal, with the idea that if we need to, we can go to December 16th, if we need to extend this, as far as having a contract city attorney obtained, and that would be from the format of an open session. It would be, you know, approved by resolution, which means we would have a contract and all the instruments needed to do that. So if we work backwards from that and we're at today, the 25th, we would request an RFP for contract city attorney, as Ms. Luker said, and we would come back with a draft RFP. And if we were going to look for a 10-day period, then we need to look at the calendar and work that out to see when we can get that all accomplished. And I did look at the calendar ahead of time with some ideas on how we can accomplish that. With that, to come back to another special meeting to review a draft proposal for an RFP on November 6th, that would give us, 7 days to get an RFP?
Just a comment. I am not available at all that week, and I'll let you know that now. I have family and other obligations that I must deal with that week. And I know you don't listen to what I say, but it would be good if I could be here, and I cannot be here that week.
Okay. Thank you. So you're out that whole week. Can you give us some timelines where you're not, where you are going to be here?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Let's see. This is the 25th. Next week, I will be here all week. The second week in November, which is our normal council meeting, I will be here all week. And probably the third week in November. So there is only 1 week where I will, as it stands right now, be gone.
Okay.
What days are there, Nancy? You're going to be gone. What day to what day, please?
Okay. Monday, November 5th through Monday, November 11th. I have important commitments, some to family, some medical, and some to civic events. So I am not available at all that week.
Are you available on Monday the 11th, or is that an unavailable day? Oh, it's Veterans Day. We're all unavailable. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so the November 18th through the 22nd, and then we're going into the 28th for Thanksgiving.
I do have a commitment to the Recreation and Parks Committee on Thursday the 21st.
Okay. And then going into December, we have the first week of December. Anything? Are you okay on that? Any first week, you're okay?
Yes.
And how about the second week?
Yes, we have a city council meeting.
Mm-hmm. So we're good on the second week. All the way up to the third week. We're all good up to the third week.
The third week gets a bit dicey, but yes.
Okay, so let's cut off to the 18th. Is the 18th okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So if I can make a comment here.
Sure.
Looking at this, recognizing that Nancy's not available the week of November 4th, and that we have a very busy council meeting on the 12th, and also that we do need to get a draft RFP approved if we're going that direction, mm-hmm. And actually get it out there for review to ensure as much time as possible. I'm thinking we need to talk about perhaps November 1st as an opportunity to check in on a draft RFP and review it. And I know that's probably not very...
Why don't we just start next year?
Andrea, do you have comments on that?
My comments, and I'm not comfortable talking about a personal schedule here, but I will not be here the 31st, 1st, or the 4th.
And I have a board meeting at the Men's Colony on Friday the 1st.
Okay, see, we're working this out.
Sure we are. I'm sorry, George. It's the Citizens Advisory Committee at the Men's Colony at from 1 until who knows how long. The 1st of November. I'm sorry.
1st of November.
I just didn't hear it.
Okay. You could come if you wanted to.
Okay.
And so that pushes us back. Just a minute here. We're looking at that. So that would, it just, you know, it's pushing us back towards the third week of December on these availabilities. Since we're looking at the calendar, I think it'd be a good time maybe to take a short recess, and we can look at the calendar and then come back. So we'll take a 5-minute recess and then look at the calendar and come back. Okay, GP? Thank you. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for your patience on that, and a little recess, a little time to think and look at the calendar. And with some advice there, we're looking at time period as far as how much time we have to send it out for RFP, and just trying to maneuver through people's times off and things like that. So. I guess I'd entertain some conversation on a January 7th date, leaving us a 3-week period for RFP that would allow us to bring a RFP back on November 12th council meeting. It would give us 21 days to December 3rd for the RFP process response period. Then it would give us December 12th as far as being able for council to review the proposals, go through a selection process. And then the week of December 16th, a day in there to conduct interviews. And then January 7th, and I think there's some flexibility within that time to... that could be either a special meeting on January 7th or move it to the first meeting in January, which would be, I'm looking for the date on that, the 14th? Yeah. There's an outline of a timeline that we could send the RFP and bring it back.
Just one really quick yes or no question for you,
sure.
Mr. Mayor. Did you come up with these dates, or did the three of you discuss this during intermission while our mics were off?
There was no discussion. I was looking at this all by myself right here.
Thank you.
Okay.
And if I could follow up on that, I was looking at this all by myself over here, and I'm not really that comfortable with the idea of pushing this into January. My feeling is that I would like to talk about the idea of putting the RFP out for a period that is not as long as 30 days, but more in the 10 to 15 day range, with the ability to extend as necessary if we identify that we don't receive quality responses. But my feeling is, because of the need to make sure that we have good coverage and, if possible, a transition period, let's make sure that we're moving this forward as much as possible. And I would anticipate a 10-day response period for qualified firms is enough time to put together a response that would give us good information about what they can do and their qualifications, and be able to look at references and so forth from that point forward.
I don't believe that's enough time. I really don't.
Christine, Nancy,
10 days, any? Get real.
I have any no comments? More to say on the subject.
I have a few comments for discussion by the council. I know that there has been and there continues to be the opportunity to call in during a meeting time when someone is out of the city, and I'm wondering if we could get a draft RFP prior to the 31st of October when Ms. Luker will be gone, and if we would have time to review it, potentially have a special meeting to discuss it while Nancy is out of town, but she could call in or Skype in, as I know has been done in the past for the council meetings as well as planning commission meetings, and then we could make our final changes on November 12th. So I'd like to go back and discuss that before we go any further.
I'm sorry, but the commitments I have that week would not allow me to Skype in, and I don't think they're anybody's business but my own, but that's not possible.
Any other comments on that?
No, I don't. I think George has made his comments clear. And Noah, any comments?
Yeah, well, if I could, you just presented what you thought could be a time range here. I'm looking at trying to hold to approval sometime within the second or third week of December of a contract. And with that, my thought would be we have our draft RFP. This is just notes I've taken on the calendar based on the information of who's available when and where, and looking at the calendar's holidays. We have a draft RFP come back to us at a special meeting on the 13th of November. That would follow a very busy council meeting on the 12th. And the request would be that we have the RFPs, the responses, due on the 25th of November, which is the first day of the Thanksgiving week. Not the most convenient, but also this isn't the most convenient process for a lot of different reasons, and we're going to need to make some sacrifices here to work through this. Those RFPs would be due the 25th. During the first week of December, we could review and rank them in an open meeting and decide who we want to invite for interviews, and then schedule interviews later, either that first week of December or early in the second week of December, and then schedule a special meeting to approve and review their contract and refine the contract, and then approve that contract at the latest the third week of December.
I guess I just ask you, you're talking about November 13th, and then you're vague on your dates. Can you be more specific on November 13th is when we come back with a draft RFP?
Yes.
You expect to be able to work through that process and have that, any kind of amendments or corrections done, and then release that would be on the 14th, let's say, and then bring it back to a close date of what date then?
25th was my suggestion.
That's 7 days between issuing and deadline.
released on the 14th, and then due on sometime the week of the 25th.
Are you contemplating a meeting on Monday the 25th, which is the beginning of Thanksgiving
no,
week?
No, no.
No meeting.
What I'm asking for is that they would be due that week, and we would, within the RFP, note that that period, that 25th, could be extended depending on the need for additional time to ensure quality responses. What I wouldn't want to do is have that be the final if it looks like the firms aren't responding. But I'd like to have a expedited goal and see if we can get quality responses in that time frame. And then the idea would be the working part of our review, and of course those that would be in public, would be to review and rank those options as a council and decide who to invite for interviews of those responses sometime starting the week of the 2nd and probably moving into the second week of December, and shooting to approve a contract sometime that third week of December if possible.
Just let me remind you that the third week of December is getting very close to the Christmas holidays, and I know there are those of us who have lives around the holidays.
Yes, I think we're all going to be ready for these holidays in both November and December, and trying to respect that with this time frame and recognize that there's needs on all sides, from staff to ourselves to the community itself. So,
any other comments? I'm looking at Christine, Noah.
Well, I think
George.
It's workable to do it that way. I think we should really shoot to try and close it by December, if at all possible.
Well, the timeline that the mayor brought up was about as good as what I would accept. And just crowding all this stuff into these holidays, and I'm personally, I've got a problem with it because I got a lot of things in my life going on in those days, as you should know. I mean, people are having Christmas parties, the things I have to do. Boy, as Nancy said, we're just trying to rush in, rush, you know. What's wrong with going into January? I don't see any problem with that at all.
What if I can?
Yeah, I'm following what you're saying,
I want to make it clear because everyone might have a calendar open that's following this at home or so forth, but what I've laid out there, I feel respects those key holiday dates, definitely, and in one case where the RFP is due, but that's not a meeting, that's the week of Thanksgiving, early in that week on Monday, but just my suggestion. Other than that, we're not touching those holiday weeks, and that includes Halloween.
Whoopee. Mayor, would you mind going over your dates again? I didn't get all of them.
I will.
Thank you.
So we're on today for our special meeting. The RFP approval would go back to November 12th on our next council meeting for approval. Although I thought it was interesting to entertain November 13th, considering the size of our agenda on November 12th, that was an interesting option. That would bring us back to the close date. It would be a 21-day RFP period. The close date would be December 3rd. And then we would have the opportunity to have to review the proposals in the December 12th period, and then December 16th would be to conduct interviews, and that moves us into the holidays. So I skipped over to January, towards January 7th, and if we wanted to compress that more, I think there's room to do that there. But those are the dates that I had laid out.
What are you doing here on December 16th, you said, or 17th?
16th.
16th, on Monday? Mm-hmm. And on what day do you say, what are you going to do on that? Is interview?
Conduct interviews.
Would that be during the day or in the evening, and would it involve the full council?
It would involve the full council, to my knowledge. I think we would be allowed to conduct interviews in closed sessions for that. No? Never mind. I'm just going to, we'll find out
we
the detail
on that. We can
get
clarity on that kind of thing later.
Yeah, right. We can work out that detail. So under the 11th, 12th, 13th, is an option to conduct interviews if we wanted to compress that a little bit. And then that would put us into the third week of December if we wanted to actually make a decision, if we wanted to compress it there. But those are the other options. But it does leave a 21-day period if we go from our RFP proposal on the 12th to a close period of December 3rd. So did you have any more questions on that?
I just wanted to put our JPA dates in the calendar. We do have December 12th is a reserved JPA date. And then November 14th.
JPA on the 12th?
November 14, JPA, and December 12, JPA, yes.
I think the December one would be canceled. And
yeah, I think so, too.
I don't know. We agreed with the JPA to keep them tentatively into our calendars.
Yeah.
I would just guess that where we are in that process, it just might not be canceled because we're moving rather rapidly.
For the JPA, do you have any comments, Andrea?
We're getting a draft report on the next Tuesday, mm-hmm. To review at council on the 12th, so that might be correct. I would assume that we're probably going to meet with the JPA. We may meet with the JPA in December. Mayor, may I ask a couple of questions?
Sure.
On your time frame? A couple of comments. I think that if the RFP was the draft RFP was provided on the 12th, which is a normal council meeting, mm-hmm. and that agenda does look pretty big, but that staff report, the RFP will be available on that Thursday before the council packet's due. So if we could ask the council members to review the draft RFP and get back questions and concerns that we could consider, I think we might be able to get through that fairly quickly at the 12th and alleviate you having the 13th. That would save us a day to get it out. And then I just want to, so in your timeline, Mayor, you then indicated RFPs would be due on the 3rd, and then with the concept of staff bringing back all the RFPs to the council meeting on the 10th for a review, and I'm putting words in your mouth, I just want to make sure I understand, and then on the 10th, the council would determine who they would like to interview, and those interviews would likely happen the week of the 16th. And then after the interviews, the council interviews, which I believe will be public, then approval of an interim contract attorney at the next city council meeting or a special city council meeting if you want to do that. Is that the kind
that's,
of what you're thinking?
That's, yeah.
Okay.
So that takes us back to a 21-day period for RFP. We would have to, if we were going to be looking at the proposals on the council meeting of the 10th, I know we have some pretty full agendas, both this coming one and even the next one. So having that in mind, it would we'd have some work to do to get through all those, which was the only option of going to a special meeting on December 12th just for the sake of you know, getting through and conducting normal business on December 10th as an option. And that would, you know, alleviate a council meeting and the amount of work it would take to get through the proposals. Thought on that?
We're talking about a special meeting. It would be a special meeting to review the proposals, but probably not on December 12th because that's a JPA.
Okay.
You might consider maybe, I'm not sure what our closed session looks like, but if we didn't have a closed session on the 10th, December 10th, perhaps we could start the meeting earlier and do allocate an hour and a half to review the proposals, because the proposers likely won't be giving you a presentation. That would be saved for the interviews that you decide to conduct, which probably won't be with all the proposals. However, we don't know.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yep. And Ms. Luker, one more question on this. Just for the sake of the proposal, when the proposal goes out and the RFP, some of this timeline for us is flexible, whether it's the 10th or the 11th or the 12th. But for the proposal, they need to know the close date of December 3rd or December 4th, correct? So those are the important dates that we need to discuss today for the RFP, for the purpose of the RFP.
Probably the most important date is the close date. We would put in the draft RFP for you to review. We could even be flexible on the review dates that they might. But the close date is important, very
right.
important.
And then even to the effect of, you know, a possible time period for interviews.
It would be great.
Right. And then, so this is looking better. And then it's just a matter of from there, and it doesn't have to be part of the RFP, then, you know, we're flexible on concluding that from the standpoint of, do we have it at a January 14th meeting, or do we have a special meeting on January 7th? That's still flexible from our standpoint.
You're right, and let me back up a little bit. Probably the most important thing today is deciding when you want to have the draft RFP. Within the draft RFP that you'll review, we'll provide you a calendar of dates, so you don't particularly have to decide today the rest of the dates.
Mm-hmm.
It would be good to get a feeling for it, but
right.
we would want to put that calendar in your RFP so your proposals will know when they might be expected to make presentations or be here for interviews. But today, the most important thing we staff needs to know is when you want that draft RFP to come back.
Okay. So we're pretty much on track right there, because we know we're, if there's agreement, we're looking like we can do November 12th. And I think the recommendation to review the proposals, get all the questions out, get all that done for the November 12th meeting. Then we can go through the approval process on the 12th. The RFP response period would be closed on December 3rd. We could come back to review proposals during the week of December 10th or December 9th, even though that, I'm just saying 9th, even though 9th, 10th, that's a council week, but that week we could just say that would be the time period for reviewing the proposals, and then conduct the interviews the week of the 16th, and you know, from there I think we're pretty good. And are there any comments? As people are following those dates, let's get agreement and comments on that. George?
Well, I was just wondering, these people that we're going to be interviewing, how many of them will not be available that week? I mean,
you know, I imagine if that would limit their submittal of their proposal. You know, if it's not that important.
We might have the best person in the world right there, and he just can't make it then. You know, I mean, like I said, going into the holidays, it really gets confusing for people as far as, you know, if they've had plans made, whatever. But
so to respond to that point,
I really hate all this stuff, the last 3 weeks in December.
I guess to respond to that point, Ms. Luker, as far as having the proposal go out, you know, we have dates on that. What kind of suggestions would we have to say, look, this might be the suggested date, but we want to entertain your proposals, And, you know, if we need to work, you know, if there's a good proposal there, we obviously that's what we want, then we'd be able to work with, you know, some dates there to what Mr. League is saying.
I certainly understand Councilmember League's concern. It's difficult to do that. We can. Maybe we can have two interview days that have some, so you have a little bit of flexibility. But once we get into trying to, and I say this respectfully, trying to cater everyone's schedule. So I think I've seen most success with letting people know, you know, this is
Here's the date.
We could do a couple. Depending, if you have 15 applications, you might need that many days to interview. But it probably if we can be as tight as possible on the timeline when we put the proposals out, that way people are clear and we keep ourselves out of any trouble.
All right, thanks. Christine, you have comments?
I think that's a workable schedule, and at this point, I am willing to go forward with it, with keeping in mind that if we end up with three that are good and we agree we want to interview, I mean, if we review them on the 10th, we could also switch some things around to interview them, let's say, on a Friday. So my question is, though, does it matter in terms of interviewing if we do it in open session during the day or in the evening? Does it make any difference at all? Because it gives us more time to play with if we could do either.
Yeah, and I think for the sake of this meeting, we can get through the details of this RFP, and we can work out those details as well. Yeah. Nancy, Noah?
Well, I think we're getting towards something that's going to move us forward today. I am still uncomfortable with the idea of moving into potentially January for the approval, but this is a very important process, so at this point I'm comfortable with it. I think if there's no other comments there, I would like to just talk a little bit about within the RFP as staff's looking around at options and templates and so forth, if that sounded refreshing. If you could have a little discussion when it comes back to us in the draft form about an evaluation criteria and how we could be organized as we rank the different responses and suggested templates and even some discussion about how, as council members, we could perhaps submit questions to staff beforehand and have those organized. So we just make sure when we get to those interview dates that we're able to work through that and come up with rankings that are pretty clear and straightforward, or as much as possible anyway.
We'll probably try to mimic something similar to when we went through the Rickenbach RFP, where individuals had questions and they gave a presentation, then there's questions follow-up. So we can certainly work on that.
Okay. Ms. Luker, can we just go over this one more time so we're good? And I'll let you read that to me if that's okay.
All right, now I'm on the spot. So I think we've decided on the request for proposals. You'll have a draft document on the 12th. And prior to the 12th, the staff report will be available. The draft document will be available on the 7th. And we encourage council members independently and separately to send comments to me. We'll approve the RFP on the 12th. We'll get it out as soon as possible, hopefully the 13th, last date, the 14th. It will be due December 3rd, which is a Tuesday. As soon as it's due, we'll ship those out, and we'll give council time to evaluate, and we'll schedule it for either the normal council meeting on the 10th or maybe a special council meeting to review the proposals and determine who you would like to interview. And the interviews are tentatively scheduled for the week of the 16th. That's the schedule. We'll put in the draft RFP. And then, again, if you ended up with two applicants, you could certainly perhaps even on the 10th or the 11th do an interview. So I think you have some flexibility there. You might actually be ahead of yourselves. And then if you did that, then I think we're a little bit vague as to when we might award. But you could certainly award at a special meeting at the end of December, or at the very last, the meeting in January, which I don't have on my 2013 calendar.
Okay.
We'll put that in the RFP.
Perfect.
That sound?
Okay. So based on that statement, do we want to make a motion that we move forward on an RFP as so stated by Ms. Luker?
Do we want to just check in and make sure that there isn't any other needs for us to be clear about what we might want in the RFP from staff as far as other details that might help you in drafting the RFP?
I think we've got templates. I think when we get that draft RFP to you, that's information you'll come back to. It's it's not super complicated.
Okay.
So I think we're okay.
Okay. So
but we welcome if
you've
got if you think of something in the middle of the afternoon and just jet it our way.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I would make a motion that we move forward with the RFP proposal process as stated under the outline that was stated by Ms. Luker.
Second.
Motion by Irons, second by Smuckler. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
George,
the only reason I'm going to say no is because I disagree with the whole thing. So.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying
Me
that.
Me too.
Thanks for clarifying that. So the motion carries 3-2 with Nancy and George dissenting. All right. Thanks for your help on that. And just give me a second here, and we'll move on to our second agenda item. Okay, our second agenda item number 6 is discussion for council direction of the city attorney. And the impact, report on that, recommendation, city council will discuss and direct city attorney scope of work and project needs for the city of Morro Bay on October 21st at a special closed session meeting involving city attorney's contract. The city council directed contract legal counsel to negotiate a separation agreement between the city attorney and the city of Morro Bay and conduct an open session meeting on October 25th to direct staff to prepare an RFP for interim city attorney services. It is necessary for the city council to have open session discussion on scope of work and project needs for the city attorney. At this time, we can discuss the work priorities and scope of work at the city attorney. And at this time, if there's any questions, I'll take questions. Seeing no questions,
excuse me. Would you please clarify? I'm sorry. I don't want to sound snarky, as some people say. But could you explain to me what you're talking about in this report that apparently you wrote? It's so unclear and so poorly written, I don't know what you want us to do.
Okay, thanks for that. So at this time, we have an interim period where Mr. Schultz is our city attorney. We're discussing bringing in an interim city attorney to replace him in January, let's say. And it's an opportunity for council to discuss concerns, needs in open session. I feel that would be important for council, and as he reports to all of council, so it would be important for us to have that discussion in open session, as it should be, and then everybody can have that discussion and make any concerns or directions needs discussed.
So then you're saying that the scope of work and the project needs are not for our current city attorney, but for the interim city attorney, what we apparently, in all of our great knowledge up here, know what we need him to do.
This is for our current city attorney. If it had been in the interim city attorney, it would say interim city attorney. This is for our current city attorney.
Well, it doesn't say that, but nevertheless, I believe our current city attorney knows what his scope of work and project needs are. Does he need to let us know in some kind of a list what these are? I don't know what you're asking.
Well, we'll have that discussion so we can set that straight.
Thank you. I'd appreciate it.
Okay. So at this time, public comment is open for discussion for council direction and city attorney. If anybody would like to speak at this time, public comment is open. Please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to council. And just for a little bit more clarification on this, Nancy, I think the opportunity is for this council to, you know, have an open discussion on would we want Mr. Schultz to prepare some sort of transition plan for us, discuss his work priorities as he sees them for us as a council to look at. That's where I would open it up for discussion.
Okay, 2 points before we begin. First, my understanding in reading city policies and goals and council policies and goals is that we are allowed to give direction only to the city manager. She, in turn, needs to make direction to other people on the staff. I may be wrong. Please let me know. The other thing is I feel very uncomfortable discussing the direction for him without him here, and I think we need to postpone this until a date when he can be here with us, when he can meet with us.
Okay, great. Noah?
Yes, not sure if Andrea wants to respond to Nancy's comment there.
You know what? I understand the difficulty this is as far as having Ms. Luker in the position of city manager or, as she said, quasi-legal counsel at this point. But I did review the policies, and the city attorney and city manager does take direction from both from counsel. So, and if
I would differ with you on that, but we'll discuss that later.
And to be even more sure on that, I think it would be if you want to take a recess, we can. That might be the appropriate thing to do, and we can clarify that. So,
no, thank you. I do have something to do after this meeting, and I just as soon get it over with.
Actually, I think I would like to take a recess, and then we can review that and policy, and then we can determine your point on that.
Well, If I could just finish with my comment, thank you for bringing this forward, because it's rare that we get the chance to talk in open session, and I think it's important that we do that at this moment. What I'd like is to request that the city attorney schedule a meeting with us that reviews his current caseload and projects, and that we schedule that to also have some discussion about potential transition components, mm-hmm. the mayor mentioned, and that we begin to develop the information that would be necessary for new legal counsel to come on and utilize, as well as look at what Mr. Schultz is currently working on and make sure that we keep the communication up with him, because he currently is our city attorney, and we need to make sure that we're clear to him that we expect to continue a working relationship through this process, as difficult or uncomfortable as that might be on the surface. I don't really think we need to get too deep on what we'd like, but really I think the direction is we'd like to schedule a meeting with Mr. Schultz to follow up on and reviewing these things, and it's as simple as that.
Yeah, that's very appropriate. Any comments to my left? George, none?
Well, I thought we were clear on it in the last meeting that what he was going to do, but I understand that we might want to know what he has on his schedule. Is this going to be another special meeting for this, or can we handle this in-house some way, or does this have to be an open session for him to?
Yeah, I imagine it would be open session. Hold on, you have any question? Any more questions on that?
No, I just want to know how we're going to handle this as this discuss his what he's got on his plate. How are we going to do this?
Okay, Christine.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm looking for this item that we would be able to, once we clarify the ability of this council to direct the city attorney. directly.
Sure.
What's on my mind is to consider a scheduling a closed session for all litigation and pending litigation, as is the norm to do, so we're up to date in perhaps a more detailed point of view on our litigation and pending litigation, all in keeping in mind that this would be focused on creating a succession plan for the city attorney. So it would be looking at litigation and pending litigation with an eye to a handover. So that would be the focus of that. We've been obviously getting updates here and there on certain items, but this would be directed to focus on the handover process. And then the second item is we're currently receiving weekly updates from the city attorney, and I would like to see those continue, but again with greater detail and anticipating a handover process with some more specific dates for certain projects and timelines. And then if we would have things that fall outside of the closed session to go to open session for whatever we would need to do. But I'm thinking that much of this would be potentially closed session as it deals with litigation and pending litigation.
Okay. So the litigation and pending litigation, I believe, it is accurate. We could do that in closed session. I think the weekly updates, I think, is something that we can discuss here today as far as what the detail. And you might want to revisit what restate your comments on the details that you were talking about. I didn't hear quite all those. And then just conducting basically, I guess it would be at an open session meeting over work priorities, projects, and any of the other negotiations. So basically we'd be agendizing some sort of staff report with discussion with Mr. Schultz on what his work priorities are right now. And I think that's what I was hearing from you, Noah. Okay. And if you want to take a recess, I think the details of what you're looking for, Nancy, is in the municipal code. I'm willing to take a recess, and we can look that up if you'd like.
I'd rather do that at another time, but if you have the means by which to look up the municipal code, I guess we could do it quickly.
Take a quick recess? Okay, we can take a quick recess, and we'll be right back. Hello, AGP. Hi, thanks. Thanks for the recess and welcome back. So moving on with the discussion, I think we're pretty good as far as municipal code on how council can proceed and direction for a city attorney. Seems like we're good to go on that. And I just want to restate some of the comments as far as direction and where we're going on that. And I know I've heard from on both sides of me here. So it seems as though one request was for a closed session meeting that to review litigation and pending litigation. And the other one was weekly updates. There might have been some details in there. I don't know if you want to restate some of that. Would you like to restate some of that?
Yes, thank you. So I just wanted to confirm that as per the municipal code, we are the five of us on the council able to direct the city attorney without going through the city manager?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you. That would be my understanding from how we've been directing the city manager all along. What I'm hoping to do is to have a closed session meeting scheduled with the city attorney and the council to review current litigation, pending litigation, with an eye toward a handover. So it would be a succession plan for the city attorney as he looks at the litigation and the pending litigation.
Okay.
So, and then the second comment that I had that I can confirm a bit more for you is he's currently sending weekly updates, and that's very valuable. I would suggest we continue those. And then again, ask that those weekly updates be a bit more detailed and again come from the point of view of creating a handover document and a succession plan. So it would be keeping us up to date where things are and looking toward the handover, potential handover. So that would be, you know, we would probably see a lot more dates, things that he would be giving the council a heads up about. Okay?
Okay. You okay? Nancy?
No.
You okay? Noah?
Yes, thank you. I agree with the likely closed session needs for a current and pending litigation review. We've had those in the past, and it's been a while since we had one, so I think we're due anyway. And particularly in regards to succession plan, that's very important. And I think with outside of the litigation side or any sensitive personnel or real property discussions for that closed, that we ask that we schedule an open session review, an update of key caseloads and his different work projects that he has currently on his plate, so we have that clearly laid out as well.
So to craft that, you have an open session that would discuss workload and work priorities?
Yeah.
Okay. And so just to craft this out so we know it's just staff has got an idea on this, the detail of this. So to repeat that, so basically to request a closed session meeting on litigation and pending litigation items with a succession plan or an eye for handover on that request, that we the city attorney continues his weekly updates and we request more detail in those. And I think that I'll leave out, unless you have a desire for the handover, I think that's, unless you want to have more detail on what you mean with a handover on the updates, I think it just seems like it's a little vague. Either we can,
sure, I can
discontinue
explain that
or...
Okay, I think that, you know, in a situation where, you know, the attorney is working, you know, day to day to an undetermined end of service, then that wouldn't be necessary to specify how the weekly update would be designed. But in this case, what I would like to see, I think would be helpful for the council, is to, with each item that we're receiving in the update, is there a timeline associated with it? So in other words, this is a project that will need to be completed by this date, or, you know, the goal would be to get it to this point by a particular date. And then if it's beyond any negotiated time, because, you know, remember, we'll be simultaneously negotiating with the city attorney, I would like to see a timeline reflected in
'kay.
The items, and that would perhaps meet some of what Noah's requesting about workload and caseload and things like that. But I feel like very specific, looking toward the future and an end date.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I could, we did receive some correspondence regarding anticipated agenda items from the city attorney over the next couple of council meetings to get us to the end of the year as he sees it. So I think that works well with what we're talking about here also.
Okay.
So affirming that we appreciate his heads up on his timing for there. It's basically establishing more of that.
Okay. Okay, so an open session for workload, work priorities, and affirming the items that are already on the table as he's laid it out. Okay. Okay, so to reiterate and start, and I'll throw out, part of the workload and priorities I imagine would be included in that would be an update on, you know, any negotiations, contracts, projects, I would include in that. And also the request to see the any negotiations that are going on with the Dynegy right now come to closed session as far as the property with the bridge. Yeah, I'd like to have that come back in closed session for discussion on what the strategy is for that negotiation. My understanding is there's some contact going on right now, and I'd like to have that discussion as well. Unless there's any other details, I think we can go through this one more time, and then we can make sure we have everything laid out. Okay, so basically from top, we would request a closed session for litigation on pending litigation and any litigation items that are in play with the eye for a handover or a succession plan. The weekly updates provide a little bit more detail and explain a timeline with a date on when those things, when they're due. An open session meeting with the city attorney and a report on his workload, work priorities, and basically affirm some of the work priorities that he's already laid out that would include negotiation contracts and projects. And that we also come back into closed session on where we're at with Dynegy on the property for the bridge, and just have some clarity on what's going on with that. You have a question?
I would think that I'd like to entertain the idea of another area of responsibility would be risk management, and we haven't mentioned that at all either.
Okay, risk management can be discussed in the open session as well.
Yes, thank you.
With that, is that gone through that a couple times? Are we pretty good on that? Okay. I'm not necessarily certain we need a motion for that, but just for the sake of exercise, would we entertain a motion to approve this request as stated?
I'll give that a shot, but first let me check in with the city clerk. With the synopsis that you just read, feel like if I made a generic motion supporting that, you'd be able to put together a review based on what the mayor just said? Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the direction for the city attorney based on the reviewed items as the mayor just read, and that we schedule meetings accordingly.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Motion by Noah, second by Christine. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no.
I vote no due to my previous comments about this whole process.
That I'm voting no on the same reason.
Okay, so we have a motion carries 3-2, Nancy and George dissenting. And at this time, that concludes all our staff reports and agenda items for today's special meeting. Thank you for attending, and we can conclude the meeting and adjourn. Thank you.